Firecrackers popped. Incense was offered at temples and dancers and drummers paraded Wednesday in Asia and farther afield as millions around the world celebrated the Lunar New Year. From Beijing to Havana, the holiday, known as the Spring Festival in China, Tet in Vietnam and Seolol in Korea, is a major festival celebrated in many countries. Wednesday marked the start of the Year of the Snake, one of 12 animals in the Chinese zodiac. Throngs of people in down jackets filled a Beijing park for a temple fair on a sunny but chilly day. Some rang bells and tossed coins into containers in the shape of gold bars for good luck, while others ate traditional snacks from food stalls and took photos with a person dressed up as the god of wealth. The Lunar New Year is a time to wish for good luck and prosperity in the coming year for oneself and others. The past year was a very busy one for me, because I had to take care of both my kid and my work, said Beijing resident Zhang Hekang. In the Year of the Snake, I wish my kid will grow healthily and my work can remain stable. Then I can be happy enough. In Malaysia, the crackling of firecrackers greeted the new year outside Guan Di Temple in the capital, Kuala Lumpur, followed by lion dances to the rhythmic beat of drums and small cymbals. Ethnic Chinese held incense sticks in front of them and bowed several times inside the temple before sticking the incense into elaborate gold-colored pots, the smoke rising from the burning tips. Hundreds of people lined up on the eve of the Lunar New Year at the Wong Tai Sin Taoist Temple in Hong Kong in a bid to be among the first to put incense sticks in the stands in front of the temple's main hall at 11 p.m. I wish my family will be blessed. I hope my business will run well. I pray for my country and wish people peace. I hope this coming year is a better year, said Ming So, who visits the temple annually for the late-night ritual. Many Chinese who work in bigger cities return home during the 8-day national holiday in what is described as the world's biggest annual movement of humanity. The exodus turns Beijing, China's capital, into a bit of a ghost town, with many shops closed and normally crowded roads and subways emptied. Traditionally, Chinese have a family dinner at home on New Year's Eve. On the Lunar New Year, many visit temples to pray and attend temple fairs to watch performances and buy snacks, toys and other trinkets. I bring my children here to experience the atmosphere, because the New Year atmosphere is fading, Beijing resident Wang Xinxin said at a temple fair at Didan Park, the former Temple of Earth in the Ming and Qing dynasties. Children like mine don't have much idea what New Year was like in Beijing before, but here we can still see some elements of it, Wang said. The government has curtailed non-official celebrations, with major cities outlawing the noisy firecrackers that once reverberated around Beijing and left some blocks enshrouded in smoke. Many Chinese take advantage of the extended holiday to travel in the country and abroad. Ctrip, an online booking agency that operates Trip.com, said the most popular overseas destinations this year are Japan, Thailand, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Singapore, Australia, the United States, South Korea, Macau and Vietnam. In Moscow, Russians cheered, waved and took smartphone photos of drummers, costumed dancers and long dragon and snake figures held aloft in a colorful procession that kicked off a 10-day Lunar New Year festival on Tuesday night. The Chinese and Russian governments have deepened ties since 2022, in part to push back against what they see as U.S. dominance of the world order. Visitors shouted, "Happy New Year!" in Russian and expressed delight at being able to experience Chinese food and culture in Moscow, including folk performances and booths selling snacks and artwork. Cuba's small Chinese community celebrated the Lunar New Year on Tuesday night with a parade of glowing lanterns and dragons winding their way through the narrow streets of Chinatown. The island was once home to one of the largest and oldest Chinese communities in the Americas. Now, a much smaller community celebrates major holidays with a Cuban twist, blending rum and cigars with traditional Chinese cuisine. Chinese artists perform a lion dance at the Dongyue Temple on the first day of the Chinese Lunar New Year in Beijing on Wednesday, January 29, 2025. AP photo, Andy Wong. A man holding incense sticks prays on the first day of the Chinese Lunar New Year at Lama Temple in Beijing on Wednesday, January 29, 2025. AP photo, Aaron Favila. A performer dressed in a lion costume scares a girl as he dances the traditional Chinese lion dance at the start of Chinese Lunar New Year celebrations in Havana, Tuesday, January 28, 2025. AP photo, Ramon Espinoza. A Malaysian ethnic Chinese family takes picture on the first day of Lunar New Year at Guandi Temple, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Wednesday, January 29, 2025. AP photo, Vincent Thien.